Hello and welcome to day 6 of Step Into Your Power with Confidence and Joy. What a journey we've been through so far. Today is all about unlocking your higher guidance. Developing your intuition to be able to access your soul or higher self's guidance is one of the most useful things you could ever learn. So normally before getting to this stage is necessary to do some healing, to have a bit of clarity, to be connected with those parts of yourself that have the power, the confidence, the wisdom. We've done a lot of that work in this course already. The reason being that if you try to develop your higher guidance or get access to your higher guidance, if you haven't done any inner work before, there might be probably some beliefs getting in the way. Your mind might be very active. There might be a lot of clutter. The more you do meditation and you settle your mind, you will see that it's easier to access your higher guidance. It's very difficult to access your intuition, how to know what really is intuition and higher guidance and what's just a thought or an urge. And this is one of the questions that I get asked most often. How do I know if this is really my higher guidance, if it is my intuition, or if it's just something I want to do, if it's just an urge? And for that, the answer is that the more healing you do, the more you train your mind by doing practices like meditation, the more you're able to calm your mind, to quiet your mind, the more beliefs and inner critic voices you leave behind and you heal, then it's much easier to access your higher guidance. Now, by higher self, or getting guidance from your higher self, what I mean is your soul. That higher dimensional part of yourself that is pure, that carries many incarnations, that is the essence of you and oversees your whole soul's journey, all your lifetimes. It's like a luminous part of yourself, a higher dimensional part of yourself. It is still you, it is just in a higher dimension, but it is not a separate being, it's not a guide, it is you, it is your soul, it is part of you, it's just that it's not within the physical body. And today, with this guided shamanic journey, it will help you establish or strengthen your connection with your soul, with your higher self, and it will help you get the guidance you need right now. So for that, I think you know the deal by now, being the 6th day of the course, I'm going to ask you to make yourself comfortable, find a position where you can relax for the next 10 or 15 minutes, where you're not going to be disturbed. Turn off your notifications. Make sure you can deeply relax and achieve a deep connection with your higher self. When you find a comfortable position, close your eyes and start to bring your awareness to your breath. Inhaling deeply through the nose and out through the mouth a few times, letting out a sigh if that feels right. Starting to relax the body by making each breath a bit deeper and a bit longer, taking your time with each inhalation and each exhalation, breathing in deeply into the abdomen. Exhaling deeply and consciously any stress, any tension, any thoughts that are not relevant for this lesson. Continuing to breathe deeply and slowly, allowing the mind to become quieter, letting go of any thoughts that might come up. It is okay, don't fight them, don't resist them, Just let them come and go, like clouds disappearing in the sky, or like bubbles that pop up and disappear. As you continue to breathe deeply and slowly, and you start to bring your awareness within to any sensations, any emotions, any thoughts that might be going on for you today. Not judging, not reacting, not engaging, just observing, like you were an external observer. And can you really bring your side, your awareness within you to the heart space? Giving total attention to the present moment, to the here and now. Not to what happened yesterday, not to what might happen tomorrow. To this precious moment that is the here and now. This is where life happens, this is where happiness happens, in the here and now. When we bring our awareness to the here and now, where we are deeply connected to the present moment, there is no suffering. There is nothing to worry about. There is nothing to be sad about. When you bring the awareness to this present moment, the here and now. When you allow yourself to just be without thinking about what you need to do next, without questioning why, what happened in the past. When you just be, when you stop doing, when you stop trying to force anything and you just allow yourself to be. That's pure joy, true bliss. And I imagine you're in a beautiful meadow where the grass is green, the sky is blue. You feel the rays of sun caressing your skin. And you start walking along this meadow. And in the distance, you see that there is a tree, a luminous tree, huge tree. Its roots so deep, they go deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Its branches so high that they touch the sky. And you continue to walk barefoot, feeling the grass underneath your feet, feeling the rays of sun caressing your skin, connecting with a deep sense of harmony and balance, being held by the energies of heaven and earth. You continue to walk along this meadow, approaching the tree, getting closer and closer to the tree of life, until you can touch it with your hand. And you find yourself inside the trunk of this tree. Take a few moments to connect with the beautiful energy of this tree, the healing energy of this tree. In a previous lesson, we went to the lower world, we went down deep into Mother Earth. Today, we're going to journey to the upper world. So allow yourself to float up, make yourself lighter and lighter, and let the tree of light take you higher and higher, up along its trunk, up along its branches, until you reach the highest branch. It is touching the sky so, so high, and you see that there is a ladder on top of this branch, the highest branch. And you start climbing up that ladder, which is taking you higher and higher. And you go through different dimensions, different layers of the universe, seeing the animal world, the plant world, your ancestors, all those different dimensions, all those different layers of the universe. Until you reach a place where everything is pure white light. The energy here is of unconditional love, so pure, so beautiful. You can feel it tingling in your skin, merging with it. And just being healing, just being here is healing with this beautiful unconditional love energy, feeling connected to God, to the Creator, to the universe, to the divine, feeling connected with one another. And you see that in front of you, there is a luminous being that looks a lot like you in her purest essence, the purest form. This is your soul, your higher self, your higher dimensional you, the purest expression of yourself. And just have a look and see what it looks like. How it feels to be supported, to be guided, to be meeting your higher self. And you can approach her or him and ask them what advice they have for you today. Is there anything you need to know? Is there anything you need to do more of or less of? Just let them speak to you. You can ask any questions you might have for them and just allow the communication to flow. As you allow this communication to flow, you see the golden cord of light starts to build from the center of your soul, of your higher self, directly into your heart. And you are connected to this golden cable, this cord of golden pure light. If you have received any guidance in the form of images, messages, sensations, maybe it's just a knowing. Maybe it's just about knowing that you are guided by your soul, that you always be there to guide you and support you. Even if this was just like a first touch, a first connection. Set the intention that you will receive the guidance and the support you need in your everyday life. And if you received any guidance, just bring it to the heart. Beautiful. And now connect with a deep feeling of gratitude and thank your higher self for this connection, for this guidance, knowing that you can come here anytime you need. I will always be here for you. Anytime you need guidance, anytime you need advice, anytime you need to make a decision. For today, you're going to start making your way back down the same way you came up. And as you climb down the ladder that took you here, you see that this golden cable extends. You're still connected. And with each breath, as you go down, 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 this cable just grows. And actually, it's being strengthened by each breath. You're making it glow brighter. You're making it stronger. And you're coming down, down, down through different layers of the universe, seeing all those different dimensions. Back to the tree, to the branches of the tree. You're still connected with your higher self through that golden cable. And you go down, down, down along the trunk of the tree, coming all the way to the ground. You're still connected to your higher self. And coming out of the tree now and into the meadow where we started this journey. Seeing if it feels any different to walk along this meadow now that you have established or strengthened this beautiful connection. And slowly bringing the awareness back to the physical body. Moving your toes, your fingers slightly, making any other movements that feel right to the body. Maybe a gentle stretch, maybe a deep stretch if that feels right. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Welcome back. So I hope you enjoyed that journey and that you got some useful and beautiful guidance. And like I said, not everyone perceives information in the same way. Some people are very visual, and in these journeys they perceive a lot of information, a lot of guidance, a lot of messages, or just a knowing, a sensation. If that is not your case, know that that's also perfectly fine and normal. Just know that this connection has been established, and just set the intention that you will receive the guidance you need in your everyday life. When you're not thinking about it, when you're not concentrated, sometimes when we try to really concentrate to get guidance, we block it, right? Because we are thinking too much from the logical mind. So sometimes right before going to sleep or upon waking, or when you're just relaxed and having fun and not thinking about the solutions to your problems, is when the inspiration comes in, when the guidance comes in. So just set intention that it will happen in the best and highest way for you. As usual, I'm going to invite you to take some time for journaling now, to write down any guidance, any advice that you might have received from your higher self, just to reflect a little bit on how that felt, how it feels to have that golden cable to your higher self now. And what I'm going to invite you to do on a daily basis is to really strengthen that connection, to visualize before going to bed or upon waking, to just take a few deep breaths, strengthen, energizing that connection. Okay, my loves, so we are getting to the end of the course now. Tomorrow it's day 7, the last day, and tomorrow we will wrap up this course with some self-reflection. And I'm going to invite you to create an action plan. We're going to get very practical for our last day. I'm going to invite you to create an action plan to integrate everything you have learned so far so you can bring your dream life into reality. So I'll see you tomorrow.